Hi, so my name is Liz Cruz. I am a doctor. I'm a gastroenterologist. I have a practice here in Phoenix, Arizona, and so I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I'm doing. I am in the process of starting a new business called Vigpreneur, which stands for Vigorous Entrepreneur. You know, I just wanted to tell a little bit about my backstory. So I was fresh out of training, gastroenterology. I finished med school in 93. I went on to become an internist and then worked in the Navy as an internist. I was stationed in Guam and I was working at the Naval Hospital there, and then decided to go back and do my gastroenterology training. They call that a fellowship. So I did, got out of the Navy, went to San Francisco and to UCSF and did my gastroenterology fellowship there for 3 years, and came out of that, met my wife, Tina, and came out to Phoenix where she was, and started working at a practice, and was working really long hours. It was almost worse than when I was in training, and it was really intense. I mean, I was working, would be on call for 5 days straight. I'd get up early to get to the hospital by 4:30 in the morning. I'd be there all day till like 11 midnight, just to come home, sleep a couple hours, and go back. And like towards the end of the call, I'd be popping Motrin around the clock for body aches and sore throat. And then I had a baby and went back to work after a short maternity leave. And here as a gastroenterologist, I'm doing procedures, seeing patients, doing procedures, colonoscopies. I was like pumping, trying to still nurse, and pumping in between cases. I mean, it was crazy. I wasn't seeing my family, wasn't exercising. I had body aches. I was drinking pots of coffee just to stay alert. And I was like scared that this was going to be my life. And this is crazy. I just wondered how long I could continue living like this. And I wanted a nice home. I wanted to give my kids a good life, give them opportunities. I wanted to make some money. I wanted to be respected. I wanted to help my patients get better. I wanted to be a good doctor, a good mother, a good wife. And but deep inside, I realized that I wanted to have freedom of time and financial freedom to be able to travel the world with my kids and my wife and give my kids a different experience. You know, I wanted to be able to go to a restaurant and order whatever we wanted and not to be, concerned about what we were spending. And I wanted to be able to wake up and have time in the morning to have coffee with my wife and have breakfast with my kids. And some of the other things that I wanted to be able to do. I've always loved the saxophone, and I played saxophone in grade school, in high school, and in college. And I wanted to pick up the saxophone again and learn jazz and be able to someday play in a jazz club, just for fun. And wanted to be able to earn enough money to pay off my mom's home and buy her a new car, pay off my in-laws' home, and maybe someday buy a house on the beach and be able to spend real quality time with my family. And I wanted to be healthy. And so far, I wasn't doing very well on that. I realized that the call was horrendous, and I was in a group with a bunch of guys, and I don't know if they just didn't get it or what, but I realized our call wasn't going to change, and if I stayed in that group, I was going to basically live my life, never seeing my kids grow up. And that was my greatest fear, was my kids growing up and not knowing me, because I basically spent my life at the hospital, and that's basically the pathway I was heading. So decided to open up my own practice with hopes that it would give me more freedom, and I could decide, make some of the calls and decide, make some, call the shots and decide if I was going to take call or not. And so I opened up a practice, and basically the practice, you know, it was great because I decided I wasn't going to be on call anymore. I was just going to build an outpatient practice, and so that every night I could be home with the family and have dinner, and so that my weekends would also be free. And so that's what I did. I opened up a practice, and to do that, we had to get a major loan. And what happened was that the bank ended up recalling our loan because it was around that time period when there was a lot of bad stuff going on with the economy, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people ended up filing bankruptcy and foreclosing, and we ultimately ended up doing that because the bank recalled our loan for the practice, and we didn't have the money to pay back the loan. I mean, that's why we got a loan, because we didn't have money in the first place. We ended up having to file personal bankruptcy. We had to foreclose on our home. We had to foreclose on our building. We were fortunate in being able to get into another building, but then we were served with four lawsuits in regards to the building that we had to leave. So it was just a mess. And you know, in the meantime, in the practice, my wife and I, my wife Tina, became the practice. She basically ran the business part of the practice while I was seeing patients. And so we decided to start an online wellness program for our patients, just to help our patients, and in hopes that it would at some point replace my compensation as a physician, so that we could fulfill some of my dreams of traveling the world. So anyways, that's a story in itself. But so, you know, here I'm trying to be a doctor and heal my patients. And, you know, in the meantime, I start having colleagues, you know, who are in my age group, in the 40s and in my 50s. I mean, now I'm 53, but, you know, we started the practice on, I was in my 40s, and start seeing my own physician colleagues dying of liver cirrhosis, dying of lung cancer. You know, one of my colleagues who is a surgeon developed some weird neurologic disease that basically put her in a wheelchair. She had to stop practicing surgery. I mean, it was crazy, the stuff I was starting to see. And I'm realizing, oh my goodness, I'm not invincible. I'm getting older. Here I'm seeing my own colleagues who are dying, some who committed suicide. I had another colleague. She wasn't a doctor, but she was a colleague of mine from a different area of my life. She and her daughter were in an accident. They got killed, you know, by a drunk driver. I mean, you know, she's in her 40s. The daughter had just finished college. I mean, I was just like, oh my goodness, what is going on? You know, And here I'm burning the candle at both ends. You know, I'm stressed out. I'm, you know, got trying to take care of patients. I'm at home. We come home for dinner, but I felt like I wasn't really there, you know, because I'm still, you know, concerned about patients and the business, and you know, we're dealing with these lawsuits, and it's just getting crazy. And I'm not exercising the way I should. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating right, even though here I'm trying to preach to my patients to eat right. I mean, you know, it was just, I felt like I was spiraling downwards. And and here we had started the practice in hopes that this would give us freedom. And if anything, it had become a wall, you know, an obstacle. And what I realized, I like woke up one day and realized I was becoming one of my patients. And that if I didn't change things, that I was going to become one of my colleagues who had died, you know? I mean, I realized I was slowly killing myself. I mean, I was just a stress ball on all sorts of levels. And, you know, the worry was, the stress was just slowly killing me. And I realized that I had to change my life. I realized that I needed to start taking care of myself so that I could really help others, so that I could be here to help others and be here for my family. You know, and I came to this realization that I was stuck in my own prison. You know, I'd lost my passion for a lot of things. It's hard to help anyone, you know, and to be there for anyone else when when all of a sudden, you know, you realize you're stuck in your own prison. And here at the wellness program that I created, that Tina and I had created for our patients, you know, here I realized that I need to be doing this wellness program. You know, here I've become the patient. And so I realized that I needed to make some major changes. And, you know, I started exercising more regularly, trying to eat healthy, trying to practice what I was preaching to my own patients, started, you know, doing more prayers and meditations, started doing some energy work, and just started working on making my own transformation so that I could truly be there for others, to help others and help others go through a transformation. You know, I've realized that so many of my own doctor friends, you know, are just burning the candle at both ends and aren't being, you know, don't have the time or energy to be there for their family. I mean, I have one of my colleagues who tells me, you know, he's basically doing procedures, colonoscopies and endoscopies, you know, starting at 6:30 in the morning to, you know, 5 o'clock at night, and taking call like at 3 or 4 different hospitals. And, you know, and here, you know, he's built this beautiful house that his backyard basically is like a waterfall. They built it into a mountain. They have a waterfall. It's a gorgeous house. But he told me, I don't have time to enjoy it. You know, no time to enjoy it because I'm, you know, stuck in butts all day, you know? And I mean, it's crazy and it's sad. So I see it in my own doctor colleagues, you know, and it's not just in my doctor colleagues. I see it in so many other people's lives. And so I decided, you know, we continue with our wellness program within our practice, and we have clients from all over the world. But I also saw an area in which I realized that so many of my own colleagues who started their own practices, you know, they're entrepreneurs, and then other friends that I have that are entrepreneurs that have their own businesses, not necessarily in medicine, you know, I realized that I need to be there to help them get unstuck, get out of their own prison, you know, help them be healthy, teach them how to be healthy so that on their path to success, as they're trying to become successful entrepreneurs, that they will actually have the health to enjoy that success, you know, and enjoy their families. And so that's the transformation that I went through that I hope to be able to share with others and be able to help others through their own, help them get out of their own prisons. So, anyways, thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to continuing to share my message with you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.